Is Hillary Running? Or Isn't She? Written by Bob Adelman. Thursday, November 14, 2019. Hillary Rodham Clinton and her daughter Chelsea are touring the world touting their latest book, The Book of Gutsy Women. But the almost frenetic schedule of speeches and interviews gives the appearance of a full-blown political campaign for the presidency of the United States. In an interview on BBC Radio 5 in England on Tuesday, the twice-failed candidate sounded like someone sitting on the bench just waiting to be called into the game to replace an injured starter. "I feel a sense of responsibility partly because you know my name was on the ballot, I got more votes, but ended up losing to the current incumbent in the White House who I think is really undermining our democracy in very fundamental ways. And I want to retire him." When directly asked if she was considering running in 2020, Hillary replied, "I say never, never, never say never," adding, "I will certainly tell you, I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it. But as of this moment, sitting here in this studio talking to you, that is absolutely not in my plans. If that is so, then why the hectic schedule? Why is she Twitter debating with the president? Why is she attacking a current Democrat contender? And after all, a new book is often the launching pad for a political campaign." Clinton is 72. She and her husband have become multimillionaires as a result of their political connections over the years. Why doesn't she, as Doug Schoen, a former Clinton political advisor, suggested, just go home, close the door, shut your mouth, be quiet, and just forget about this? It may be an addiction. She thinks about it all the time, the losses, the close calls, the might-have-beens. Said Clinton, "I think all the time about what kind of president I would have been and what I would have done differently and what I think it would have meant to our country and the world. So of course I think about it. I think about it all the time." When Trump tweeted that she should either paint or get off the ladder, he said, "I think that crooked Hillary should enter the race to try to steal it away from uber-left Elizabeth Warren. Only one condition, the crooked one must explain all of her high crimes and misdemeanors, including how and why she deleted 33,000 emails after getting subpoenaed." Clinton tweeted back, "Don't tempt me. Do your job." Clinton does enjoy certain inherent advantages after having been in the political spotlight for so many years. She knows George Soros. She's sold out to the deep state. Many of her agents remain in the Trump administration. The media would certainly welcome her with open arms as the savior of the Democrat Party, which appears to be foundering in its search for someone, anyone, who can beat Trump. At 72, she is younger than Biden, 76, Sanders, 78, or Bloomberg, 78, or Donald Trump, 73. She managed to raise more than $1 billion in 2016 and won the popular election by more than 3 million votes, we are told. In an interview with Judy Woodruff at the PBS NewsHour in October, Clinton teased Woodruff, "Maybe there does need to be a rematch. Obviously, I can beat him again, she would do things differently this time around." She told interviewer Jane Pauley on CBS Sunday Morning, "Look, there were many, funny things that happened in my election that will not happen again, and then there's the recent Harvard-Harris poll in which 1,810 registered voters were asked during the last 3 days of October the following question, suppose Hillary Clinton, Michael Bloomberg and John Kerry decide to enter the race, who would you support as a candidate for president?" Biden received support from 19% of Democrats, with Clinton a close second at 18%. Warren came in third at 13%, Kerry at 8%, and Bloomberg at 6%. Hillary may be sitting on the bench, waiting for the call from the coach to go in for an injured first stringer. But she is suited up and ready. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.